USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his first statement since the death of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, President Trump says America has the best military in the world and warns terrorists, "We will find you, we will eliminate you."
If Americans anywhere are threatened, we have all of those targets already fully identified, and I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary.
Senators are back on Capitol Hill after the holiday break, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate should follow the same precedent set during President Clinton's impeachment trial.
The structure for this impeachment trial should track with the structure of the Clinton trial. We have a precedent here.
The House is back in session starting on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After 4 months of declines, America's manufacturing sector is in a recession. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Not a surprise to analysts, the Institute for Supply Management reporting that manufacturing activity in the U.S. has fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade last month. The report noting GM's recent nationwide strike and Boeing's troubled 737 MAX jetliner as contributing factors. The analysts say there are signs things will pick up a bit in 2020 as the result of improving trade relations with China. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The first storm of the year in the eastern United States will produce a lot more rain than snow or ice. The storm's already setting off flash floods in parts of the south. Heavy rains will soak much of the south and east on Friday. The coldest air will generate some snow in the upper Mississippi Valley into the southern Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
2020 brings new rules regarding e-cigarettes, and a U.S. company opts to hire workers who do not use nicotine products. USA Radio Network's Robin Wolinski reports.
The new year brings new rules about vaping and e-cigarettes. The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products. The company says the new policy, which takes effect February 1st, is aimed at creating one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada.
As many as 20-30% of people in the general population sleep poorly. They may have difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep. Some awaken too early, while others do not feel rested despite spending a full night seemingly asleep in bed. Dr. Mike joins Fox News with some tips on how you can get some better sleep in 2020.
We need to pay attention to our sleep habits. Too often we write them off and say, it's not a big deal, I'm getting 4 hours, 5 hours, and I could still function well. Matthew Walker, who's one of the leading researchers at UC Berkeley when it comes to sleep, said this very well, that if you round to a whole number, the percentage of individuals who can sleep less than 6 hours a night and function optimally is zero. That means 0% of individuals can sleep less than 6 hours and function.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.